Now, what would you call where you kept the hogs and pigs?
The pig sty.
Okay.
The pig lot.
Okay.
Would
you say
hog?
Would you say pen, Evan?
Yeah, pig pen.
Okay. Now, what you said dairy already. Is there any other meaning for dairy besides when you talked about milking cows and so on?
As far as dairy?
Yeah, like, would you use that for something else, like a place for storing produce in the winter? You wouldn't use it?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Okay. What do you call a place around the barn where you might let the cows and you and other animals walk around?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see.
No, okay, can't think of a barnyard, yeah, something like that. What would you call a place where you let
grass
graze?
Pasture.
Yeah. Did you ever raise cotton?
No.
Okay, I don't have to ask you then, so what you did. Cotton and corn grow in a what?
The field.
What about tobacco? It's grown in a what?
I don't know. It's grown an acre.
Okay, so would you say a tobacco of what? Would it be a field too?
The tobacco patch.
Okay. What things would you say is running past besides that?
Strawberries.
Okay. Any vegetables running past? Turnip. Turnip?
Uh huh.
Okay. What about peas?
No. I would call that.
How about corn? It'd be a field.
Corn field.
Okay. What kinds of fences do you have around the yard in the garden? Can you think of?
Barbed wire fences.
Okay, what else? What about just an all wood fence? What would you call that?
A rail fence.
Okay, what about just a fence trying to protect your garden? Do you have a name for that, or would it be the same?
It'd probably just be a barbed wire fence.
Barbed wire fence, you've got to have big wooden posts to put in. Now, if you have several of them, you'd have what?
Several posts.
Okay, one post.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what would you call a wall made of loose rock or stone that somebody picked up and made?
Stone wall.
Okay. What would you call your good dishes?
China.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
And what do you use to carry milk in?
Pail.
Okay. What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Slop jar, slop bucket.
Okay. What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Okay. What about something big and black you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil clothes?
In the old kettle.
Okay. What do you keep flowers in on the thumb now?
Flower pot.
Okay. What's the wood such as a V?
Rice.
Okay. What eating utensils do you use when you're setting the table?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. What the dishes are on? What do you do when you clean the dishes you say you are?
Washing the dishes.
Okay. And after you've done, put the soap on, what do you do when you put the water
rinse
on? What
the dishes.
Okay, and what do you call a cloth or rag you use in washing the dishes?
A dish rag.
And what is that? What do you call a cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
A towel.
You say a dish towel?
Mm-hmm.
And what is that? What do you use to wipe your face off that?
A wash rag.
Okay. What do you use to dry yourself off?
Towel.
Okay. Now, what are those three color things you turn when you're turning on the water?
A faucet.
And finish this statement. It was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
Okay. And if they froze, they would do what?
They busted.
Okay. People used to buy flour in a...
They used to buy it in a sack.
Okay, and then they used to... What's the name of that restaurant out there? The Cracker?
Cracker Barrel.
Okay. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities? Okay. What do you use to enable you to pour water in a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
What do you use to urge horses to go faster when you're riding buddy? What do you hit them with?
A whip.
Okay. If you bought fruit in the... Okay. If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a what?
In a basket.
Okay.
Or a bag.
Okay. How is a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged in the past?
In a sack.
Okay.